Nahum. Chapter 1. The Vision of Nineveh. The Book of the Vision of Nahum Comforter. The Elkoshite. God is jealous, and the Lord Jehovah avenges. The Lord Jehovah avenges, and is furious. The Lord Jehovah will take vengeance on his adversaries, and he reserves wrath, anger, judgment, for his enemies. The Lord Jehovah is slow to anger, and great in power, and will not at all acquit the wicked. The Lord Jehovah has his way in the whirlwind and in the storm, and the clouds are the dust of his feet. He rebukes the sea, and makes it dry, and dries up all the rivers, Bashan wilts, and Carmel, and the flower of Lebanon withers away. The mountains quake at him, and the hills melt, and the earth is burned at his presence, yes, the world, and all who live in it. Who can stand before his indignation? And who can live in the fierceness of his anger? His fury is poured out like fire, and the rocks are thrown down by him. The Lord Jehovah is good, a stronghold in the day of trouble, and he knows those who trust in him. But with an overrunning flood he will make a complete end of its place Nineveh, and darkness will pursue his enemies. What do you imagine against the Lord Jehovah? He will make a complete end. Affliction will not rise up the second time. Because while they are entangled together as thorns, and while they are drunken as drunkards, they will be devoured as stubble fully dry. There is one who comes out of you, who imagines evil against the Lord Jehovah, a wicked counselor. This is what the Lord Jehovah says. Though they are quiet, and likewise many, yet even so they will be cut down, when he passes through. Though I have afflicted you, I will afflict you no more. Because now I will break his yoke from off you, and will burst your bonds in pieces. And the Lord Jehovah has given a commandment concerning you, that no more of your name be sown. Out of the house of your gods I will cut off the graven image and the molten image, I will make your grave. Because you are vile. Look, upon the mountains the feet of him who brings good news, who publishes peace. O Judah, keep your solemn feasts, perform your vows. Because the wicked will no more pass through you. He is completely cut off. Nahum chapter 2. He who dashes in pieces has come up before your face. Guard the fortress, watch the highway, make your thighs strong, fortify your power mightily. Because the Lord Jehovah has turned away the excellency of Jacob, as the excellency of Israel. Because the plunderers have plundered them, and marred their vine branches. The shield of his mighty men is made red, the valiant men are in scarlet, the chariots will be with flaming torches in the day of his preparation, and the fir trees will be terribly shaken. The chariots will rage in the streets, they will jostle one against another in the broad ways, they will appear like torches, they will run like the lightnings. He shall number his nobles. They will stumble in their walk. They will go quickly to its wall, and the defense will be prepared. The gates of the rivers will be opened, and the palace will be dissolved. And she who stood firm will be led away captive, she will be brought up, and her maids will lead her as with the voice of doves, beating upon their breasts. But Nineveh is of old like a pool of water, yet they will flee away. Stand. Stand, they will cry. But no one will look back. Take for yourselves the spoil of silver, take the spoil of gold, because of all the pleasant furniture. She is empty, and void, and waste. And the heart melts, and the knees knock together, and much pain is in all wastes, and the faces of them all gather blackness. Where is the home of the lions, and the feeding place of the young lions, where the lion, even the old lion, walked, and the lion's cub, and no one made them afraid? The lion tore in pieces enough for his cubs, and killed for his lionesses, and filled his holes with prey, and his dens with torn prey. Indeed, I am against you, says the Lord Jehovah of hosts' armies. And I will burn her chariots in the smoke, and the sword shall devour your young lions, and I will cut off your prey from the earth, and the voice of your messengers will no more be heard. Nahum chapter 3. Woe to the bloody city! It is all full of lies and robbery, the prey does not depart. The noise of a whip, and the noise of the rattling of the wheels, and of the galloping horses, and of the jumping chariots. The horseman lifts up both the bright sword and the glittering spear, and there is a multitude of those killed, and a great number of dead bodies, and there is no end of their dead bodies. They stumble upon their dead bodies. Because of the multitude of the prostitutions of the well-favored prostitute, the mistress of witchcrafts, who sells nations through her prostitutions, and families through her witchcrafts. Indeed, I am against you, says the Lord Jehovah of hosts. Armies, multitudes. And I will lift your skirts upon your face, and I will show the nations your nakedness, and the kingdoms your shame. And I will cast abominable filth upon you, and make you vile, and will set you as a gazing stock. And it will come to pass, that all those who look upon you will flee from you, and say, Nineveh is laid waste. Who will mourn her? Where shall I seek comforters for you? Are you better than Noamon? An Egyptian city. That was situated among the rivers, that had the waters all around it, whose protection was the sea, and her wall was from the sea. Ethiopia and Egypt were her strength, and it was infinite, Libya and North Africa were your helpers. Yet she was carried away, she went into captivity. Her young children also were dashed in pieces at the top of all the streets, and they cast lots for her honorable men, and all her great men were bound in chains. You also will be drunken. You will be hidden, you also will seek strength because of the enemy. All your strongholds will be like fig trees with the first ripe figs, if they are shaken, they will even fall into the mouth of the eater. Indeed, your people in the midst of you are women, the gates of your land will be set wide open to your enemies, the fire will devour your bars. Draw your waters for the siege, fortify your strongholds, go into clay, and tread the mortar, make strong the brick kiln. There the fire will devour you. The sword will cut you off, it will eat you up like the canker worm, make yourself many as the canker worm, make yourself many as the locusts. You have multiplied your merchants above the stars of heaven, the canker worm spoils, and flies away. Your crowned are as the locusts, and your captains as the great grasshoppers, which camp in the hedges in the cold day, but when the sun arises they flee away, and their place is not known where they are. Your shepherds sleep, O king of Assyria. Your nobles will live in the dust. Your people are scattered upon the mountains, and no man gathers them. There is no healing of your bruise. Your wound is grievous. All who hear the news of you will clap the hands over you, because upon whom has your wickedness not passed continually?